This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left, and driving to the rim. Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp, and the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Martin from 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. You can bet
It is another state semifinal tonight. Another state semifinal tonight. And for Lorraine and Ottawaville, for Lorraine and Ottawaville Fieldhouse. From here, Lorraine 24 and 3. Ottawaville 23, 2. Ottawaville Redskins 1-11. Up there, 1-11. Meanwhile, Ottawaville red hot. Meanwhile, the green red hot. They have reeled off 11 straight triumphs. Somebody, thanks for joining us here tonight on Mint Stores for Management. Earlier, Mint Stores was beating by Grubbs Hero, Mint Stores in 18-6, 3-7, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8, 5-8,
three close, the three pitcher had a lead inside of 30 seconds. The defense side of 30 seconds from not hang on to it. Could not hang. Let's take a real quick look at 10 of the starters. Real quick look at 10 of the starters from Fort Lauderdale tonight. Autumn Turner, a point man of the game. Autumn Turner, a point senior at the forward. Aaron Light, a senior at the front. Aaron Light, a senior at the front. 2 points of five. Robin senior, Miley Chanto, a 5'7". Miley senior guard, 5'4". Senior guard, Victoria Mesher, a dozen. Victoria Mesher, a dozen senior. And Avery Brandwee, a senior. 28 points. Brandwee, per game, 20 this season. Her 5 foot, this is a senior. A 5 foot from the Seagull senior has been filling her role as a batting chance of a role to enter the media at the campaign. The fight immediately campaign and the Redskins have responded. The Redskins have reached for the performances off the bench here tonight. For the life of the bench, Karen Holscher is the minor. Holscher is the minor. Temple Tenner, Taylor Spitfire, and other Russell Tenner, and others. For the Ottoville Lady Green, Ottoville, as they're called, the opening five, as they're called, Brooklyn Caster, a sophomore, Brooklyn Caster, a 14.5, 14, Eric Turbin, 5'5, Furman here, 10.5, Browning here, 10, Jocelyn Blank announced, 5'4, Slender, 3 points a game, 5'4, Carly Turbin wins the game, 5'8, Harley 14, for 5'8, Kendall, for Sneaky, versus sophomore, Kendall, 5'5, 7.3, 7 Turbin, 7 Turbin, 8 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 Turbin,
Late, very good pass, including a terrific win over this
Chippewa Valley is 51-29. Chippewa Valley in the regional final. If you reach the area, Mike can't play. Perhaps the best game in the area. Mike Court 9, Miley Shadow in year 4-9. Izzy Shire at a 4-4. Victoria Metro is 51 in that game. Victoria Metro in Ulster off the bench with 8. Brent Ulster, she could be a key performer here tonight. 8 key performers. Trigger at 9-2. Schedule for 10-3-5-3-2. And Adrian Brandon at 3 at 13 points in that contest. Kaleida was the Kaleida regional championship foe for Ottoville. Won that game, going away that day, but that team was going to win the play and Kaleida to a double overtime thriller in the regular doubles overtime thriller. And filing in here, of 3,500, full capacity. Remember that. Should you lose this week, should you lose these refresh? It's not a real computer, internet friendly, simply because Horizon measures just a bar or so, just on the outside, or inside, on the outside, barely a bar, unless you put it 3,500 folks on the phones, 3,500 folks on the phones, let's go to the Wi-Fi network, we are on, and get a lot of fans who do the same thing, a lot of fans who do the same thing. It's Victor Poison, so during breaks, during timeouts, during halftime, during pregame, maybe even during the pregame, we might drop out, we'll refresh, and we will be Team Junior around on the court at the moment. Team Junior around, we are at the end of the ladder, which Edward Moore is shooting right now, and the Rangers is shooting right now. It is at the far end of the court, to our left, for our fans, to our left, to our right, fans, up above, a double deck seating here in the lineup, double deck seating here in the lineup, as in 15 rows, probably in both the lower bowl, and the lower bowl, the balcony, and there are many empty seats right now, game one, Minster Columbus right now, game one, Minster Columbus is filled. A sellout crowd for the opener.
Brought to you by Sports Presentation, brought to you by Power Equipment and Jackson Center, 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 Power Equipment and J Pittsburgh. Starts winning and hitting with the Sunny's winning and hit from Shelby O'Custom Parker Insurance. Become North Parker Insurance South of Ann Arbor. Route 25 South of Ann Arbor Insurance. 25 of Region Parker and Highway Regarded Insurance. Highway Regarded Insurance. Jewelry. Fresh is in Sid, Troy, and British. And so we can break the start is a bad with many located. But the home of the great many of boy and the longest great time. What's your favorite pumpkin pie? And what's rich is a Orchard's Family Florida Center in Fort Lauderdale. Family Florida Center. Popular Forest and Lower miles around. Forest size quality views around. And by and Orchard's Family Florida is more than just Family Florida Palazzo in Bosco. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo. Weddings, ceremonies, lots of weddings, and other special events. Here are the other special events. We're Osgood Bank and Osgood Hospice Ball and Mercer Osgood and the store and Mercer in the Atlantic. Two more and two of the Osgood Bell. It's the middle of Osgood and Industrial Silk Line. The West Silk Line is the line of Greenville and the Mary Silk Line. Greenville under every brand. Four locations is one solution. Four of Schnipple Construction and Botkin. Schnipple Building Botkin. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple built Marriott and Holiday Inn. Schnipple built Marriott and Holiday Inn. Dave Nagel Excavators. Just in West Mitchell City on Route 46 West. This is my contractor. For school extension projects. At Rushi Purchase Sales and Tri-Bill. Rushi Dave Nagel. It is right to be heard. Dave Nagel. Rushi. It is secured by number ministers. S-E-C-N-U-R-L. Online at Smarter.com. And we're just for growth. In our caption, we're and the 17-year and Fort Lauderdale sponsor, here at the A Muscle and Tire, and Geyer's A Muscle Dodge Jeep for Geyer and Tom and Jerry Plumbing Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, but this is Scores Broadcast.com, Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome back to the Elida Fieldhouse. Jack Kramer speaking to you. Both teams on the floor at Fort Loramie, right in front of us now at the far end. Ottoville, which will wear white? Fort Loramie, the visiting club, on the scoreboard. In that Ottoville 43-24 win over Kaleida in the regional championship game, Ottoville's Brooklyn Kester scored 10. Erica Turbin at 6. Jocelyn Langhouse at 4. Carly Turbin 4, Kendall Schnipke 11, Paige Turnwald 6, and Kate Turnwald had 2. With that win, Ottoville reached the state semifinals for the first time since 2019. That was against Minster, and the ninth time since Ottoville's first appearance way back in 1993. Fort Loramie girls own 4 state championships, and got to the final round of 4 in 2020, and the health crisis stopped that tournament from being finished. Redskins 3 losses to Ottawa Glandorf, 51-41, St. Henry in overtime by a score of 46-41, and to Marion Local on February 8th, right at the end of the regular season, 37-30 at the Flyers Gym. Very dangerous to look at common opponents. Ottoville lost to Minster by a score of 36-32 back on November 30th. That game was at Minster very early in the campaign. I think you can discard it. The only other setback suffered by Ottoville came to Ottawa Glandorf, which also beat Fort Loramie. Glandorf defeated Ottoville by 13 points, and OG topped Fort Loramie by 10, and nothing significant there. It's a toss-up game. It's pretty even, and based on the first game we saw here tonight between Minster and Columbus Grove, the team here in the nightcap that shows more poise, commits less turnovers, gives up fewer easy baskets will win this game. There will be jitters, nerves. First game tonight, 6-2 was the score after one quarter. And then the two clubs, Minster and Columbus Grove, heated up after that. Minster lost a heartbreaker, 43-40. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Schulze and Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there is one very key building component, and that is stop the surge by the other club. There will be runs in this game. There sure were in game one tonight. In fact, Minster trailed with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter, but seven rallied back, took the lead in the fourth. You've got to halt those runs, limit them to maybe five, six consecutive points, no more. Key building components tonight for these two teams, Fort Loramie and Ottoville. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style and durability and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And thanks to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Shelby County Veterans Services offers VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, our on-site food pantry, just to name a few, many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Shelby County Veterans Services in Sydney, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For more info, visit our website at Shelby County Veterans, that's veterans plural, .org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Once again, should we cut out because of a full house here tonight and everybody on the Verizon phones or the Elida High School Wi-Fi network, which we are on, should we cut out? It'll more often than not be during timeouts, quarter breaks, halftime, when there's a stop of play and people are on their phones. Just refresh, 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 and get us back. We'll have the opening tip and the starters when we return in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
As we noted several minutes ago, starting lineups are as follows for Fort Loramie: Autumn Turner, 5'8 senior at a forward. Ariel Heitkamp out front at guard, a 5'5 senior, along with Miley Chateau, a 5'7" senior. On the front line, Victoria Mesher, a dozen a game, 6'2 a senior. Avery Brandewee, 19.5 points per outing. She is a 5'10" senior. And you can bet Brandewee and Mesher will be targets of the Ottoville defense here tonight. That is for certain. Starting lineup for the Big Green is as follows. Brooklyn Kester, 5'6", 14 points a game, sophomore at a wing. Erica Turbin, a senior, 5'5", 10 points a game at a guard, along with Jocelyn Langhouse, 3 points a game, 5'4", a senior. Carly Torben on the front line, a 5'8", senior, 14 per game. And Kendall Schnipke, a 5'8", sophomore, 7 a game, mans the power forward position. Slight height advantage on the front line to Fort Loramie, in the backcourt to Ottoville. Ottoville will push the ball. Ottoville shoots about 17-18 threes per game, unlike Fort Loramie. Both teams committing about 14-15 turnovers per contest. Mistakes were costly for both clubs in that first game, as the two teams, Columbus Grove and Minster, split about 46 turnovers right down the middle, 23 apiece. Opening tip to start is knocked into the backcourt. Ariel Heitkamp's got it for Fort Loramie. Once again, should we cut out, please refresh. The Lida Fieldhouse is not a media-friendly gymnasium. Online, internet folks having a lot of difficulty because all 3,500 people in the gym are online using the local Wi-Fi network or a Verizon tower. Ariel Heitkamp just made a splendid driving layup for Fort Loramie. She got the opening tip and dipped into the lane and scooped it off the backboard. Good beginning for her. Attacking at the other end is Ottoville. Entering the paint and traveling on the play is Jocelyn Langhouse. She stumbled, took steps. Good call by the official. Ottoville in the home white, green and gold trim. Fort Loramie wearing the black jerseys, black shorts, red numerals, white piping. Pressure by Ottoville. Mesher gets it at midcourt. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played 55 seconds here in the opening quarter. Outside the arc, it's Heitkamp. Sprints top of the circle. Feeds right wing to Turner. Near side, it goes to Miley Chateau. Heitkamp straight away. Looks, hit the basket, doesn't fire. Brandewey comes out to catch. Now to Mesher. All of this attacking is being done on the three-point arc. Here's the ball fed low post left to Brandewey. Bobbled it, got it back, threw it to Mesher. And then Mesher below the rim, airmailed one to the top of the circle, and it sailed over and back. Turnover Redskins, and Ottoville will bring it down 2-0 Fort Loramie. 6:40 left in the opening period. Inbounding the basketball in the half court is Ottoville's Langhouse. He's got it near midcourt. Dribbles down the right side. Looks for Carly Turbin. Can't find her. Coming out to grab on is Kendall Snipke. Snipke 35 feet away. Deals to Turbin. Ball thrown across the top of the key to Langhouse. Pitches left corner to a teammate who wants to penetrate. It is Erica Turbin. Can't do it. Ball goes opposite far right corner. Here's a three unloaded, a deep one. It glances off the rim. Erica Turbin couldn't get it to go. Long board to Fort Loramie. Scooting after it, Heitkamp. 2-0 Fort Loramie. We played 2 minutes. Down the right side to Turner. Give and go to Brandewey. Back to the basket. She's double-teamed. Pivots from 8 feet away and sinks it. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Ball kicked out of bounds by Brandewey. Pressure defense applied by the Redskins. I'll check every now and then with Derek Olding alongside our engineer. And on our laptop, everything looks fine. Looks like we're connected. 31-32 bit rate. And the volume meter is doing what it's supposed to do. But again, should we cut out? Just refresh, refresh, refresh. A lot of turbulence in the air in that everybody in the gym is using Verizon or the Elida school Wi-Fi. Here is Fort Loramie turning it over. Down the floor, it is Ottoville. Top of the key, ball fumbled, lost. Redskins get it back. And Victoria Mesher dives into the lane with the left hand. Shot short, but she's raked across the arm, and she'll get two. 65% free throw shooting club is Fort Loramie. Ottoville 68. Ottoville shoots it better from behind the arc. Free throw by Mesher. Too hard. No good. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 5:28 to go here in the opening period. It is a sellout. Filled to capacity here at the Elida Fieldhouse. Second free throw by Victoria. She dips the knees and drops it through. 5-0. Redskins off to a good beginning. 5:21 to go here in the opening quarter. Ottoville to midcourt at Langhouse. Bounce pass down the left side to Kester. Dribble drive into the corner by Carly Turbin. Feeds foul line to a teammate who makes a nifty drive. Cutting to the rim, it is Kester. Good for two. Brooklyn Kester used her body well. Shielded the defender. Fort Loramie comes right back. Nobody stops her. Brandewey takes it 50 feet to the rack and scores. Throw to midcourt by Ottoville. Jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Well, Brandewey took it into her own hands last trip down the floor. She was darned and determined to get to the basket. Nobody stopped her from Ottoville. 7-2 Fort Loramie on the field goal by Brandewey. 4:55 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball inbounded 35 feet away. Uh-oh, Ottoville juggled it. And then it was punched out by Ottoville. Mistake by Kester. Timeout, Big Green. Great start for the Redskins. 7-2 Fort Loramie. 4:53 left in the first. On scores, broadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And welcome back to the Elida Fieldhouse. 3,500 have filled this place to capacity, Fort Loramie, with a fine introduction to the game here at the outset. Over 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Redskins lead Ottoville 7-2. It's Fort Loramie attacking top of the circle. It is Izzy Meyer who's checked in. Gives it to Ariel Heitkamp, opposite side of the key. Straight away to Mesher. That Heitkamp wants to drive. Oh, a good defensive play. Ball ripped away from her and stolen by Kester. Long lead out down the floor for Erica Turbin. Punched up in the air by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds it goes. And tagging at last was a white shirt. Redskins get possession. Kate Turnwald is checked in at guard for Ottoville. Here comes the big green down the floor. Or I should say, here comes Fort Loramie up the floor with Mesher at midcourt. Gives it to Corinne Holscher now at the foul stripe. Spin move by her. Now to Brandaway on the arc. Oh, she drives the lane. Might have been hacked. Got the rebound back and scored! Oh, that was strong. She might have been fouled a second time. Went up hard off the backboard and got it to go down. Pressure by Fort Loramie in backcourt. And Ottoville is having difficulty. Redskins lead at 9-2. We've played half the first quarter. Brandaway's got six of Fort Loramie's nine. Here is a dribble drive, top of the circle. It is Erica Turbin shut off below the foul line, and she streaks back out near center court. The weave to Langhouse. Long three by the big green. Bouncing around. It is no good. Rebound up and in, though. Turbin's three-point shot fell into the lap of Brooklyn Kester, who scored from point-blank range. 9-4 Fort Loramie, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Mesher top of the circle, and the ball is raked away by Ottoville. Mesher dives back in to recover, and they call her for a reach. That's a tough foul to take right there. 3:27 left to go here in the first quarter of play. 9-4 Fort Loramie. Hearing from Stan Evans, our basketball assigner, who says we are clear, loud and clear on his AT&T phone. Denny Monin says the same thing up in Rushik. Clock running under 3:20 to go, opening period, 9-4 Fort Loramie. Kate Turnwall down the right side, on top to Erica Turbin. Turbin wheels to the left of the key. Trying to cut into the lane is Brooklyn Kester. Can't do it. Fort Loramie up five. Ball lobbed low on the right to Langhouse. Langhouse is sandwiched by two Redskins players, and they claw the ball away. Quickly down the floor, baseline left. Holscher open 17-footer. It rattles out. No good. Rebound yanked down by Brooklyn Kester. And she dashes the other way and kicked it out of bounds. Fort Loramie gets it back. 2:49 remaining in the first. Fort Loramie 9, Ottoville 4. Starter Autumn Turner back on the floor for the Redskins. Ariel Heitkamp, Victoria Mesher, Miley Chateau, Turner. Ball lobbed midcourt. Mesher goes up to spirit, and a big green player is on her back. Common foul. Redskins will throw in. 2:46 left in the first. Here the last a minute or so. Players spending more time down on the hardwood, taking spills. Fort Loramie, a good beginning to this game. Up a five. Here's the ball inbounded down the near side to Mesher. Hits Brandewee, streaking to the rim right in front. Little three-footer. Baby shot. Good. The cripple for Brandewee. What a pass by Mesher. 11-4 Redskins. Matches their biggest lead. Here is Kate Turnwald in the left corner. Finds an open player driving to the paint. Kester missed the bunny. Stick back is overshot. Point blank range. Langhouse couldn't get it to go. Fort Loramie with the board. Mesher in backcourt. She's hemmed in. Here come the Redskins breaking pressure. Leaking out Miley Shadow from 15. Strong, no good. Tie up on the rebound. Possession arrow keeps it this way. No, it's Ottoville ball. 11-4 Fort Loramie. Big Green fans wanted a foul call on a Fort Loramie player for over the back, and they've got a case. But Fort Loramie will take it. 2:07 left here in the opening period. 11-4 Fort Loramie. Erica Turbin veers off into the right corner. Coming out to catch. Head of the key for Ottoville is Paige Turnwald. Foul line, Kester's ball struck away by Fort Loramie. Diving on the hardwood goes a Redskin player. Good effort by Schmidtmeyer. She almost dug it away, but Ottoville comes away with it. A scrum at midcourt. 1:38 left in the first. Ottoville possession finally. 11-4. Redskins up 7. Dribbling 30 feet away from the basket is Erica Turbin, and the ball is stabbed out of bounds by Turner of Fort Loramie. Head coach Carla Siegel subbing in and out quite freely. Brandewee gets a spell at the moment. Mesher is out there. Here is Ottoville side court, 10 feet from the center line. Inbounding to Turbin. Turbin tries to squeeze her way down the left side of the lane and probe the middle. She's bumped. It is common, out of bounds, two fouls each way here in the opening quarter. A minute 29 left, 11-4 Fort Loramie. Carly Turbin sends it to Kester's, 30 feet away. Now Carly Turbin on the bounce, 5'8 senior. 35 feet out, Erica Turbin almost shot it, looped it across the top of the key to Carly. Carly at the elbow, good defense by Fort Loramie. On the dribble, it is Kate Turnwald. Down inside of the post player, Kester's missed it. A five-footer hit the backboard rim, ricocheted away. Redskins with possession, up 7. Little give and go action. Izzy Meyer caught it on the flank. Spotted Mesher dashing to the rim. Hit her with a beauty. Fouled in the act of shooting. Victoria has two more at the stripe. Redskins leading 11-4. 56.6 to go here in the first. Sold out here at the Elida Fieldhouse, pushing 3,500. Again, if we cut out as you receive our play-by-play here tonight, should you lose us for a few seconds, just refresh, refresh, refresh. We are on the Elida High School Wi-Fi network. No chance to catch the Verizon Tower simply because everybody and their brother wanted to do just the same here in the gym. Everybody during breaks and stops in the action and at the ends of quarters on their phone connecting with the nearest Verizon Tower. So we opted about 45 minutes before the first game for the school Wi-Fi network, and there's heavy use on it too. Well, Victoria Mesher can both foul shots, and Fort Loramie's up 9. Biggest margin in this game, 9 points, 13-4. Top of the circle, setting and shooting the long three for Ottoville as Kate Turnwald. It hit the heel, flew way up in the air into the left corner. Fort Loramie tagged it last, out of bounds to Ottoville. 38.6 remaining in the first. Ottoville not shooting it well. Unofficially, the Lady Green 2-4-13 here in the opening quarter. Ottoville inbounding, ball thrown 35 feet out on the floor to Carly Turbin. Coming out high to catch is Kendall Schnipke, and she bullies her way down the right side of the lane. Resistance from Fort Loramie, and a defensive foul, once again common. Three on each team, 32.8 to go here in the first. Mesher had been out for a very brief respite. And now head coach Carla Siegel gets her back on the court. for that defense in the paint on this out-of-bounds throw by Ottoville. It's pitched into the corner to Kate Turnwald. She mishandles. Good pressure by Izzy Meyer of Fort Loramie, who drives that ball out of bounds. 30 seconds left, opening period. Fort Loramie up 9. Ball thrown to Kesters. Baseline left. Tries a reverse layup and missed it. Got it back and stuck it in. And she was fouled. Good play on the inside by Ottoville. Actually, it was Kendall Schnipke who got the rebound shot after Kesters hit the underneath side of the rim on the first attempt. Good persistence on that offensive glass by Schnipke, a 5'8 sophomore. She's at the stripe for an and one. 13-6 Fort Loramie, 26.2 to go here in the first. Foul shot by Schnipke. Hits the front rim, backboard, front rim again, rolls away. Fort Loramie snatches it down the floor, Brandewee. Brandewee head of the key to Mesher. Redskins will play for one, 15 ticks on the clock. 13-6 Fort Loramie, near side, Izzy Meyer. Top of the circle, Turner. Oh, a good lead pass down inside for Brandewee for two. What a pass by Turner. 5 seconds to go, first quarter. Ottoville midcourt, Kate Turnwald. A second remaining. She gets it off. She gets it off. She swished it. 30-footer, Kate Turnwald. 15-9, Fort Loramie over Ottoville after one on scorersbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We return to action. We start play here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie basketball. Autumn Turner just got a screen from the left flank. Went airborne with it. It hit the front of the rim. Turner then hooked a player for Ottoville to grab the board. And the big green, after a made three at the end of the first quarter, dribble down the floor early on in the second. Trailing 15-9 to Fort Loramie. Ottoville trying to make a run here, gain some momentum after that triple to finish out the opening period of play. Dribbling into the right corner, it's Jocelyn Langhouse. Long three-point try, hard. Here's a weak side rebound garnered by Schnipke. Her jumper missed. Ottoville, another chance. Top of the circle, it's Langhouse. She coughed up the ball below the foul line, and Fort Loramie gobbles it up, and here come the Redskins. 15-9, Fort Loramie, minute gone, second quarter. Midcourt, Heitkamp. Out high to Mesher. High right to Brandewee. They open up the center of the floor. Ball lob low on the left for Mesher. Broken up by Ottoville. And it's said by the referee to be out of bounds off Mesher. It looked like a couple white jerseys got mitts in there. But Mesher may have triggered that ball out of bounds. Could very well have been an excellent call. No disagreement from the Fort Loramie players. The crowd not happy. 15-9, Ottoville with possession. Kesters on the arc, lost it, got it back. Threw it to Erica Turbin. Ball rotated to Schnipke. Redskins up six, 6.5 to go, second quarter. Probing the left baseline, Turnwald can't get inside, she's choked off. Here's a screen for a player in the left corner. No shot taken by Kesters. Now Kate Turnwald. Wild reverse layup. So bad she got her own rebound in the right corner. Fed it to Kesters, who overshot it and charged. Kesters barged in from the left wing and ran right over a black jersey. 6:11 to go, second quarter. Ottaville with numerous opportunities that possession, but just could not click. 15-9 Fort Loramie, 6:11 to go in the second quarter. 10 points for Brandewee, 3 for Mesher, 2 for Heitkamp. That's the Fort Loramie 15. And for Ottaville, 7 registered by Brooklyn Kester, 2 for Kendall Schnipke. Here comes Fort Loramie to midcourt. Mesher clutches it, throws it left corner, Miley Shadow. Oh, a pass to a cutter down the lane. Brandewee with the left hand. What a play. A one-handed stab by Brandewee, and then she flipped it in southpaw-like. 17-9 Fort Loramie. Schnipke in the lane for Ottaville. Turns, arches up an eight-footer. Got it. 5:40 left to go here in the second. 17-11 Fort Loramie. It is Brandewee to midcourt. Redskins try to break pressure. Ball batted free by Ottaville. Picked up on the play by Izzy Meyer. She's got a crack in the defense. Off the backboard, no good, but a foul. On her shoulder was an Ottaville defender. Couple free throws for Meyer. Redskins doing a good job attacking Ottaville pressure. Fort Loramie getting it to midcourt and going right at the rim immediately. Two free throws, Meyer. It's up in the air. Swish, she hits. 18-11 Fort Loramie, 5:30 left here in the second. Izzy Meyer, Corinne Holscher certainly will be counted on heavily in this game. Autumn Turner as well, as they all fill the shoes of Maddie Chateau, who injured her knee late in the season. Meyer hits them both. Redskins up 8, 19-11. Biggest lead was 9 at one juncture in the first quarter. Brooklyn Kester has the ball 30 feet away, goes baseline, shut off by a Fort Loramie defender, but a foul. For the Redskins so far, Mesher has a foul. Picking up one right there, Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Ball inbounded right corner to Erica Turbin. Out back it goes to Carly Turbin. 30 feet away, Erica. On a weave, it goes to Kate Turnwald. As she penetrates the lane, then veers off into the left corner. Gives it up to teammate Brooklyn Kester. Here's Ottaville in a reset. And the referee whistles traveling, as the Lady Green player dragged that pivot foot as she was hemmed in far corner of the floor. And Fort Loramie will bring it down, coming right at us. A chance to take this advantage to double digits. 4:57 to go here in quarter number 2. Fort Loramie 19, Ottaville 11. Here's Brandewee to midcourt. Foul line, it goes to Schmidtmeyer. Left corner 3, tried but Tennery off the back brace. Long board tapped out. Dribbling down the floor comes Carly Turbin into the lane area, and she bulldozed her way through a black jersey. Offensive foul. Redskins have done well to stand strong. They've drawn at least 2, maybe 3 offensive fouls from Ottaville so far in this game. 4:39 remaining in the second, 19-11 Fort Loramie. 8 players in backcourt, pressure by Ottaville. Redskins come up the right side methodically. It's Heitkamp. Heitkamp outside the arc on the right, and she walked. Good call by the referee. A young lady in stripes made that decision. Big Green get it back. 4:28 to go in the second. 19-11 Fort Loramie. Team foul situation. 3 on Ottaville, 2 on the Redskins here in period number 2. Miley Chateau back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Mesher out there. Brandewee gets a brief respite. In backcourt for Ottaville, it's Turnwald. Kate Turnwald on the bounce against Heitkamp. She veers left and back to the right. Continues her dribble. Far right wing, it's Kate Turnwald into the corner. Hurls an over-the-head pass out toward midcourt. And reaching up is a Fort Loramie defender. Nice play by Corinne Holscher, who plunked that ball into the stands. 4:14 to go in the second. Redskins up 8. On the arc, it's Kate Turnwald. They clear the floor for her. She tries to drive on Heitkamp. Goes baseline right and tries to hook a pass into the post. I think a foul is called, an aerial. It should be common. Ball out of bounds to Ottoville. That's the decision. 4:04 left in the second. Here comes Brandon Wee back on the floor for Heitkamp. Baseline right of the basket. Kate Turnwald, the playmaker for the Lady Green. Throws to Erica Turbin. Ball pitch top of the circle. Intercepted by Brandewey. Great bounce pass to Measure. Strong to the rim. Overshot it. Rebound corralled, though, by Brandewey on the arc. She sets and shoots the three short. The ball sprays off the rim into the hands of Carly Turbin of Ottoville, which is down 8. Here's a deep three left corner by the Big Green off the iron. As Erica Turbin couldn't get it to go. Point blank rebound short by Schnipke. Ottoville shooting very poorly. Redskins have possession, up 8, 19-11, 3:20 to go, second quarter. A chance to really put a hurting on the opponent. Deep left corner, Brandewey. On a weave, fed it on the play to Measure. What a save at side court by Victoria. She starts to drive down the lane. A running bank shot too hard. Yanking down the board, Erica Turbin of Ottoville. Measure got a good look, just didn't have the touch. Ball kicked at the center line by Brandewey. In case you're wondering, Avery has no fouls. Measure one so far in this game for Fort Loramie, which is up by 8, 19-11, 3:02 to go in the second. Columbus Grove beat Minster in a thriller in game one, 43-40. Uh-oh, Fort Loramie reaching in far side of the court as Ottoville isolated Erica Turbin, and it's a shooting foul. I thought that was the fifth on the Redskins. Maybe it's only number 4. It is 4, and Ottoville will trigger it in play once again as head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Redskins up 8, 19-11, exactly 3 to go in the half. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Now, this is a big sequence of plays coming up. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie trying to take command, up 8, 19-11. Ottoville not shooting well. The Lady Green inbound below the basket on the arc, open for three. Erica Turbin doesn't take it. Instead, probes the middle. A lot of contact below the basket. Fort Loramie thought the Redskin player was set. It's ruled a blocking foul, and now Ottoville will shoot two. That is the fifth on the team in black. Erica Turbin strolls to the line. 19-11 Fort Loramie. Ottoville averaging in the upper 50s per game this season, being stalled out at 11 so far here in the first two quarters in the state semifinal. The free throw by Erica Turbin is off to the right. We are in line with her. She's at the far end. We could tell the trajectory was not good. Second free throw for Erica Turbin. One bounce to the basketball. She eyes the hoop. Much too hard. It hit the flange. Kicked away to Brandewey. Backcourt to Measure. Measure dribbles between the legs. Crosses over.
Fires right wing to Izzy Meyer. Long three, hit the rim. Oh, a fine offensive rebound on the play by Kendall Tenery, though. She keeps the possession alive for the Redskins. Tenery gave it up to Mesher. Back to Kendall. Victoria straight away. 2.5 to go in the second. Redskins up 8. Izzy Meyer to Mesher near midcourt. Mesher fakes left, goes right into the lane. Oh, a lot of contact. 8-footer wide off the mark. Rebound down to Erica Turbin. Gives it up to the three-point shooter. Then Turbin got it back. It goes to Langhouse in the left corner. 2 minutes to go in the half. Redskins up 8, 19-11. Not much scoring here in the last 3 minutes. Ball knocked away by Fort Loramie. It goes to midcourt. Brandewey on her knees. Brandewey scrapes it away. Hits a teammate down the floor. Meyer goes barreling in from the right wing. Defensive foul blocking Ottoville. Avery Brandewey with the hustle play of this game. She knocked the ball loose, pried it away. It rolled to midcourt, and she virtually crawled after it and reeled it in and pitched it to a teammate. And the Redskins are not shooting free throws. It wasn't ruled to be in the act of shooting the foul. Ball thrown to Brandewey, top of the key. A long one. It's a two-pointer. Swish! Brandewey straddling the arc. Nails a deuce. Brandewey's now got 14. 21-11 Redskins. Here is Brooklyn Kester, 30 feet out. Top of the circle, catching it. It is Kendall Stipke. Baseline left. Good drive by Ottoville. Good defensive play by Fort Loramie. Deflection. Stick back, no good. Rebound Brandewey in backcourt. She's bear hugged and fouled. And that might be the fifth on Ottoville. Brandewey will come to this end and shoot. 21-11 Redskins. A minute 18 to go here in the first half. Ottoville hasn't scored in close to 4 minutes. They're stuck at 11. Ottoville had 9 in the opening stanza. The free throw by Brandewey hits the front rim backboard and trickles through. 22-11 Fort Loramie. Second shot, Brandewey, feet spread apart. 1, 2, 3, 4 dribbles. It is off the heel. No good. Long rebound, Ottoville. Punched away by Fort Loramie. Brandewey's got it. Shake and bake move in the lane. She's bumped and fouled. She continued on through with her motion. Got the ball to drop. Good call by the referee. Reach in foul, Ottoville. On the penetration by Brandewey, she's at the stripe with 2 because Ottoville's over the limit like Fort Loramie. 1:12 to go in the first half. Redskins up 11. Brandewey's free throw is pure. 12-point lead Fort Loramie, 23-11. Avery Brandewey putting on a show. She's got 16. Make it 17. Avery Brandewey, dynamite here tonight. 24-11 Fort Loramie. Midcourt Kester. A minute to go, first half. Kester veers off to the right. Heitkamp dogs her. Here's a baseline drive by Kester. She almost went out of bounds. Fumbled the ball. Threw it opposite to Kate Turnwald. Ball is batted away by Fort Loramie at the top of the circle. And a loose ball foul on someone. Yeah, that was a 50-50 ball, it appeared. Redskins are nailed for it, and Ottoville gets a couple freebies at the stripe. That might have been one of those play-on situations. At the free throw line is Paige Turnwald for Ottoville. It's much too long. No good. Second free throw here by Paige. 24-11 Fort Loramie. 52 ticks on the clock late in the second quarter. Avery Brandewey has been stellar, superb. Second free throw again strong. Rebound Brandewey, but it is dragged away from her grasp. Nice effort by Erica Turbin. Throws to a three-point shooter in the corner. It's Kester. Missed it hard. Redskins run down the backboard, far side of the floor. Gobbled up the Mesher. She strides to the timeline outside the arc on the right. It goes to Miley Chateau. 13-point lead Fort Loramie. 28 ticks on the clock. Redskins open the floor for Mesher. She tries to go one-on-one. Can't do it. Hand off to Meyer. Between the circles, Mesher. Redskins should wind it down. Play for a shot with under 5 remaining. Mesher ahead of the key. Explodes into the lane. Goes to Izzy Meyer in the left corner. Izzy tracks through the paint area. Missed a shot, no good. Rebound down to Brooklyn Kester for Ottoville with a second to go in the second quarter. She hits a fadeaway 16-footer. Ottoville with a bucket to end the first by Kester and a bucket by her to end the second. And it's an 11-point game at intermission. Fort Loramie 24, Ottoville 13. Redskins, unfortunately, may have taken that last shot a second or two too soon. And it gave Ottoville time to hustle down the floor and make a jump shot. Redskins had been up by 13. Biggest lead in this game at 24-11 with the seconds remaining in that second quarter. But it's an 11-point spread here at halftime. Fort Loramie on top of Ottoville in this Division 7 state semifinal. The opener here tonight with play-by-play delivered to you by Brandon Coverman. Saw Minster lose to Columbus Grove, a heartbreaker, as the Wildcats had a one-point lead inside of 30 seconds remaining in the fourth, but fell 43-40. We are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We have truly gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, plus Winner's Meats. At Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we've got a more varied selection of soft drinks than ever. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. So proud to share with you a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Production Support Inc., PSI in Rushi. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year. While maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards, we are Production Support. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support, always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer at Production Support. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region that Scores Broadcast follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. Halftime at Elida. Fort Loramie 24, Ottoville 13. Halftime report. A look at the scoring next after these messages on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day.
day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. We are your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie 24, Ottoville 13 here at halftime. This segment brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. The Redskins' 24 points in this game have been accumulated this way. 17 from Avery Brandewee, 10 in the first, 7 more in the second. 3 points, Victoria Mesher. 2 points, Ariel Heitkamp. A couple of free throws for Izzy Meyer. Redskins unofficially 8 for 19 from the floor. Here's the big stat. The Redskins have gotten to the foul line 10 times and have connected on 8. Meanwhile, Ottoville zipped for 5 at the free throw line. Ottoville 6 of 22 from the floor. The big performer so far for the Lady Green. Brooklyn Kester's got 9. Kendall Snipke's got 4. And that's the end of the scoring for Ottoville. Fort Loramie led 15-9 after 1. Second quarter, Redskins outpointed the Lady Green 9-4. Quick check of turnovers. Fort Loramie's committed 7. Ottoville 14 so far in this game. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction and Borchers Family Floor Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Yep, here we go. We start the third quarter. Second half underway. Ottoville with possession. Down 24-13. Here's a quick trigger. A three ball from the left corner by Brooklyn Kester. It bounded off the rim. No good. Long rebound to Heitkamp. Heitkamp gives it up down the floor. Driving in from the left wing. And going right to the rack for two more on the play is Brandewee for the Redskins. My mistake, that was Miley Chateau. Miley Chateau got the assist from Brandewee. Brandewee 7 of 9 from the floor in this game, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. And Ottoville, after the first goal, second half of the Redskin, turns it over. Good inside pass on the arc from Turner. Down inside to Mesher. She's on the block. Great position and scores. She pivoted from 6 feet and nailed it. Fort Loramie up 15, 28-13. Great start to the second half. Ottoville on its heels. Timeout, Lady Green. 6:51 to go in the third here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bakken's. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Well, Victoria Mesher and Miley Shadow generate buckets for Fort Loramie to start the second half. And the Redskins are off and running up 28-13. Ottoville will bring it down the floor as we continue play with 6:24 remaining in the third period. Big Green just not shooting it very well at all. 6 for 22 at the halftime break. And Ottoville's missed its first couple badly to start the third quarter. Out of the arc, it is Jocelyn Langhouse. She fakes, little jab step, wants to drive. She lost the ball in the lane. It's loose on the deck. What's been called? Foul against Schnipke of Ottoville, dove back in to get the ball right at the feet of Brandewee and spun her to the hardwood. Redskins will bring it down up by 15. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Brandewee with a long baseball pass, a 70-footer to Mesher, over the shoulder grab to the rack, deflected from behind. Good defensive play. Nicely done by Langhouse. Back the other direction, it is Ottoville in the lane, twisting and turning. Splendid maneuver by Erica Turbin as she gets two to go down. 28-15 Fort Loramie. Ottoville pressing a steal. Here's Jocelyn Langhouse to the rack. Hooks it up, no good, but she spilled to the floor. She's got two free throws coming.
turnover there, but the Redskins almost enabled Ottoville to get a quick 4 points in a row. At the stripe is Kester with a couple foul shots. The Redskins an inch ahead by 15 at 28-13. The free throw by Kester is no good. And believe it or not, Ottoville scoreless at the stripe, still 0 for 6 in this game. Redskins 8 for 10 after two periods at the charity line. Second free throw by Kester is pushed toward the rim and it's in. 28-16, Fort Loramie leads by 12. A mini run of 3 points by Ottoville. Mesher down the right side to Meyer. Izzy 35 feet away, swings it on top to Miley Chateau. Left side of the court to Mesher. She goes baseline. She's choked off, feeds to Chateau at the foul stripe. Oh, she dives into the lane. Running one-hander, no good. Stick back up and in. Weak side rebound was good. I think it was Izzy Meyer. It might have been Corinne Holscher. It was. It was 22 Holscher, not 20. Alert play by Holscher on the stick back. Redskins up 30-16. Shot fake behind the arc by Jocelyn Langhouse. Ball thrown to the post to Schnipke. Nowhere to go. Feeds it back to Kate Turnwald, who hoists up a three. It clangs off the rim. Rebound saved in the corner by Ottoville. Held ball results. Redskins get the arrow. 30-16, Fort Loramie. 4:49 left to go here in the third period. So many thanks on ScoresBroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, a proud sponsor. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. As Ariel Heitkamp sprints up the floor against the pressure, veers down the left side, then streaks to the middle of the court, does Heitkamp. Being hounded by Kate Turnwald. 14-point lead, Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the post. Here's a quick turnaround Jay by Holscher. A little heavy. Weak side rebound into the hands of Kate Turnwald of Ottoville. Down the floor to the three-point shooter. And it's popped in by Carly Turbin. That was a 25-footer. 30-19 in favor of Fort Loramie. And the Redskins turn it over. Brandewey heading down the court. Coughed it up. Ottoville gets it back. Another long three. This one by Carly Turbin. Again, hits the rim and goes out of bounds in the corner of the floor. Head coach Carlos Siegel says, settle down. Patience, discipline, take care of the ball. We're up 11. Biggest lead was 28-13. Six of the last 8 points scored by Ottoville. Ball lobbed into Mesher. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Mesher top of the circle on the dribble. Coming out to catch is Heitkamp. Straight away, Holscher. Oh, back cutting to the rim. Blowing the right and catching is Meyer. She drops it through. What a feed on the play by Holscher. Outstanding assist. Meyer concluded the play. 32-19, Fort Loramie. Deep in the left corner for Ottoville. It's handled there by Keith Turnwald. Ball rotated near flank to Brooklyn Kester. Oh, she drives into the lane. Fort Loramie got set. Pretty good call by the referee, as I think Heitkamp was too far under. She set herself pretty deep. Technically, it might have been a charge, but you're not playing good defense when you're that far underneath the backboard. So it's a shooting foul, two coming for Kester, with Fort Loramie leading 32-19. We near the three-minute mark here in the third. Big stretch here as Ottoville wants to crank up some points and slice into this Fort Loramie advantage before the third quarter closes out. 32-20, Redskins. Foul shot made by Brooklyn Kester. Redskins have Mesher on the floor. Brandewey out. No, Avery's in. Both free throws good. Holscher inbounds the ball in backcourt to Mesher. 32-21 Fort Loramie. Mesher hemmed in by a couple of players. Up the floor to Brandewey. Back to Mesher. Left corner gives it up to Tennery coming out to catch his Brandewing out of Mesher, who resets the attack. Under three to go in the third. Down the right side of the floor, Autumn Turner. Straight away, Mesher. Open court, left side for Holscher. Right wing, Brandewing. Open baseline is Holscher, doesn't shoot. Now to Mesher, 25 feet out. 2:40 to go here in the third. Redskins up 11. At the elbow on the left is Brandewing. Backs down, a defender, doesn't shoot, gives it up, gets it back. Mesher between the circles, looks over the defense. Victoria motions. Ball caught by Autumn Turner, 35 feet out. Hooking foul called against Ottoville with 2:30 left to go here in the third. 32-21 Fort Loramie. Team foul situation in the third quarter, two each way. As we were saying, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Good dribble drive on the play by Fort Loramie's Avery Brandewing. She saw an opening, a crease in that defense, and she angled through it left side of the court, probed the middle of the floor below the foul line, and attracted a two-shot free throw situation, and she buries the first. 38-21, or I should say 33-21. Fort Loramie in the lead, 2:20 left to go here in the third. Brandewies got them both. Redskins free throw shooting has really improved since the latter stage of the campaign. Lead swollen back to 13. 2:15 left, third quarter. Deep left corner of the floor, Ottoville's Erica Turbin has got it. Turbin gives it up to the baseline jump shooter at Schnipke. Missed it hard. Long rebound Langhouse to Kester. She muffed it top of the circle. It rolled away from her. She got it back. Stopping her dribble is Erica Turbin, 30 feet away. Goes to Kester mid-range. Kester baseline drive and hooks the pass opposite corner. No one home. Fort Loramie got a piece of it, though. It's out of bounds off the Redskins. Minute 50 to go in the third. 34-21. Fort Loramie up 13. Inbounding the ball. Far side of the floor is Turbin. Turbin to a teammate low on the left. Oh, she took steps, traveled big time. Did Kate Turnwald. And as a result of the traveling, she attracted a two-shot foul. Ottoville says, thank you. 34-21 Fort Loramie. A couple free throws here for Kate Turnwald as she was ruled to be in the act of shooting. And the left-hander pops it home. 34-22 in favor of Fort Loramie. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. Both free throws good. Ottoville cuts the Fort Loramie advantage to 11. Redskins bring it down against pressure and throw it away. Tipped by Ottoville, stolen by the Lady Green. Down the floor, Brooklyn Kester feeds Schnipke, gliding into the lane. She barges to the rim against Mesher, who reaches up, leaves her feet, and fouls her. Ottoville trying to score with the clock stopped. I think it's ruled to be in the act of shooting. Uh-oh! The officials confer and maybe make the right call. The offensive player for Ottoville was judged to have walked by the out official as she joined the gentleman underneath. And I think they got it right. No foul call in Fort Loramie. That's a big change. Redskins possession up 11, 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Mesher sprints down the lane. Flips on the arc to Izzy Meyer, back to Mesher. Left-hand dribble, foul stripe, pivots in the paint right in front. 10-footer, bouncing, in it goes. But negate the basket because the Redskins bench had called a timeout just before Mesher nailed the shot. Tough break for the Redskins. Carla Siegel was on her feet pleading for the timeout. as that possession didn't seem to be going anywhere until Mesher knocked it home. Redskins will have the ball when we return. 34-23, Fort Loramie late in the third. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids and adult children. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon. Stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday, 40-year styling at Cutaway. Redskins inbound to Brandewee. Point blank range, missed it, no good. Long rebound, Autumn Turner. 15-footer, no. Stick back, left hand, yes, by Brandewee. She cleaned it up on the inside. Redskins up 13 again. 50 seconds left, third quarter. Dribble drive, Carly Torbett on the arc. Feeds opposite to the three-point shooter, missed it hard. Rebound, well done. Good hustle, Izzy Meyer, who was bumped to the ground. No foul call. I think that was a wise decision by the referees. And then Izzy stumbled to the hardwood, walked with it. Ottoville will throw in to the left of the Lady Green rim. Down to 13, 40 ticks on the clock. And the ball is jammed out of bounds by Fort Loramie beneath the goal. Good play by Brandewee as the Redskins clog the middle. Ball inbounded in the corner by Brooklyn Kester. Ball tapped away by Fort Loramie. It's rolling into backcourt. And it is touched last by Ottoville. It went to the boundary at the other end of the hardwood. And the Redskins gained possession as a result. How about that? Fort Loramie to the right of its own basket, leading by 13, 34 ticks on the clock, late in the third. Inbounded low on the left to Meyer, who doesn't shoot. Redskins play for one, top of the circle, Mesher. Fort Loramie 36, Ottoville 23. Straight away, it is Meyer. Throws down below the rim to Brandewee, back to Meyer on the arc. Carves out space in the lane, a running one-hander, a beauty! What a play by Meyer. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Boy, she sparkled. Izzy Meyer with a dazzling maneuver. Redskins back up 15. Long three ball. Ottoville at the buzzer. Good again. Unbelievable. Brooklyn Kester for Ottoville has drilled home three buzzer beaters in this game at the end of the first, the second, and the third. Fort Loramie up 12, 38-26. We return for the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Well, Ottoville came back pretty strong with a 13-point third quarter. Redskins matched him with 14. Winner of this game advances on to the state championship. 5 o'clock next Saturday at the UD Arena against the Waterford Mogador winner. That's in Division 7. Meanwhile, Columbus Grove defeated Minster earlier today in a thriller here on Scores Broadcast, 43-40. Fourth quarter starts kindly for Ottoville. Nice drive into the lane. Well done by Carly Torbin. She found open space, took it right to the rim as her teammate sealed off Brandewee 2 points. 38-28, 7:25 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up double digit, trying to hang on. Mesher outside the arc on the left. Straight away, Autumn Turner. Deep left corner, Ariel Heitkamp. Mid-post, Mesher back to the basket. Goes opposite to Brandewee. Now Turner straight away. A minute gone in the fourth. 38-28, Fort Loramie.
Biggest Redskins lead, 15 at 28-13. Outside the arc of the left, it's Mesher, puts it on the deck, goes through the foul line area, puts up a 10-footer, it's bouncing, friendly hop off the rim, and it's good. Oh, it looked like it was going to dance away off the iron, but it slithered right down through the cylinder, and there it is, a moving screen call. I've seen it once or twice earlier in this game, not called, and there it is, Paige Turnwald, tallest player on the floor for Ottoville. Wasn't stationary out on the arc. That's a big call. Redskins get it back up 12. Mesher with a make seconds ago. And the Redskins lead it 40-28, 6:40 to go here in the fourth. Mesher's now got 7, Brandewee 21. They represent 28 of Fort Loramie's 40. Mesher head of the key. Bounces once, twice. Coming out to catch Brandewee. Back cut, Mesher low on the left. Shot fake, double teamed, in trouble. Hits the cutter, Brandewee down the lane. Got it for 2. Well done. 2-person game right there, Mesher, Brandewee. Ottoville unable to stop it. 42-28 Redskins. Here's a left-handed jump shot pumped up there on the run by Briley Wurtenberger in off the bench for the Lady Green. It hit the flange, kicked away, rebounding foul on Fort Loramie. And it will be Ottoville ball below the Ottoville basket. But my mistake, the foul was on Ottoville, and it's Fort Loramie possession. Ottoville picked it up. It went against Schnipke. As an Ottoville player hit the deck, thought the Redskins were whistled for it. Nope. Fort Loramie possession up 14. Ottoville had clipped it to 10. Redskins now a chance to go to a 16-point cushion with 5:45 to go in the fourth. Brandewee top of the circle. Being hounded some more, fouled by Kate Turnwald. Well, Ottoville now has committed 3 pretty quick fouls here in the fourth quarter, setting up what could be a parade to the foul line in the last couple minutes of this game. 42-28 Fort Loramie. Right in front of the Redskins crowd, Brandewee inbounds to Mesher, 35 feet away. Victoria puts it on the deck with the left, coming straight on top to catch as Heitkamp back to Victoria. Brandewee with the elbow, now Mesher 25 feet away. Foul line, Victoria lobs left corner, Miley Chateau. She darts into the lane, she's cracked to the floor from the backside. It's common, and Fort Loramie will throw in. 42-28, Redskins up 14. Playmaker, left side of the basket, Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. She peers in, pitches in the paint to Mesher. Ball smacked by Ottoville, picked up by Heitkamp, side of the court. Hands it off on the play to a teammate who's in trouble. It's Taylor Schmidtmeyer, who does give it up top of the circle to Heitkamp, out of danger. And the Redskins reset with 5:08 to go in the fourth. In the post, it's Brandewee. Had a look from 12. Ottoville dared her to shoot it. She didn't take it. Threw it to Mesher. Redskins run clock. Leading by 14. 4:50 to go in the fourth. Mesher pitches straight away to Miley Chateau. Miley on the bounce, coming out left flank to catch his Heitkamp. Lob pass down inside for Brandewee. It's too tall. Taken by Ottoville. And here come the Lady Green down the floor, spurting to the basket. Trying to score on the run is Kate Turnwald. As Ottoville in transition is fouled. And it is common. Ball out of bounds to the Lady Green below the basket. Redskins held onto the basketball for better than a minute. Last trip down, eventually turned it over. Bucket there would have taken it to 16. Ottoville pitching in below the rim. Playmaker Kate Turnwald. Oh, what a steal. Lob pass. Brandewee went up with two hands and put the two big mitts on it. Squeezed it. Stole it. Threw it up to Mesher. To Brandewee. Back to Mesher. Brandewee just intercepted that inbounds pass by Ottoville. And here is Fort Loramie working down low on the left. Oh, a great shot fake. Great shot fake by Izzy Meyer. Then up strong and in for 2. Izzy Meyer with a superb performance. Ottoville dribbles into the forecourt and asks for a timeout. 8 points for Izzy Meyer. 44-28, Redskins' biggest lead. That was a dazzling shot fake by Meyer as two Ottoville players flew by, and she went up strong. Low post left. 8 points for Meyer, second leading scorer for the Redskins in this game. One more reminder, don't forget, 40-year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Hey, and serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a great reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the area, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Here's Ottoville with an inbounds play to Carly Torben. Low on the left. And she dodged her way around Miley Chateau and attracted a two-shot foul. Turbin at the line for Ottoville, which is down 16, 44-28. That exceeds Fort Loramie's previous biggest lead of 15 at 28-13. At the stripe is Turbin for Ottoville, and she drains the free one, 44-29. 4:09 left here in the fourth. Mesher, Brandwee, rebounding positions on this free throw for Ottoville. Holscher is on the court along with Meyer at the wings. Second free throw, no good. Strong rebound by Mesher. Loops it down the floor to Autumn Turner. Turner catches up to it, flips it out back to Mesher. 3:55 left. Mesher sandwiched near the timeline. Must get rid of it, and she's hacked on the arm. That's the fifth foul on Ottoville. Mesher shoots two. Redskins up by 15, 44-29. Lady Green, not a whole lot to cheer about here in this game tonight. Redskins with an 11-2 spurt at the start. And Fort Loramie has slowly built the cushion. The free throw, Mesher in and out. It is on the rim forever and off. No good. Second shot here by Victoria. 1-2-3 hops on the floor with the ball. And she pours it through. 45-29 Fort Loramie. 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Ottoville brings it down. It is Paige Turnwald setting a screen for the driver who shuffled her feet big time. Did Kate Turnwald turned it over anyway, and Fort Loramie got it. Here's Autumn Turner at midcourt. Slings it down the floor to Holscher. Back to Turner. Now Mesher, who has it out of trouble, 35 feet away. And then she is tripped. Victoria will shoot two. Redskins need to finish this game now without getting hurt. Bogador or Waterford awaits. Should Waterford win it, it'll be a rematch of last year's state championship game in Division 4 when Fort Loramie beat Waterford 42-29. Free throw by Mesher, up and in. It was pure. She swished it. All net. 46-29. 17-point spread, biggest of the game. 18-point lead, Fort Loramie Redskins pulling away. 47-29 over Ottoville, which came into the contest averaging 57 a game on the season. They've got just about half that right now. 3:20 to go in the fourth. Here's a long three-point try taken and made. Hester, who's had a really good game for Ottoville, sinks it from distance. Kester's got 15, throw to midcourt to Fort Loramie, smacked up into the stands by Ottoville, 47-32 in favor of Fort Loramie. After the make by Kester, Ariel Heitkamp in for Autumn Turner. So it's Turner, Meyer, Holscher,
Brandewee, Mesher. Brandewee inbounding, looking. Oh, the five-second count was on. It nearly elapsed. She tossed into backcourt to Mesher. Here comes the double team. Left side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp 35 feet away. Right wing handled on the play by Meyer. Meyer shoots a pass. Foul stripe to Brandewee. Reach in by Ottaville. Ball shaken loose. Mesher, Johnny on the spot. Digs it off the floor and gets it back. Fort Loramie up 15. 2:40 to go, fourth quarter. Heitkamp 35 feet away. Mesher stumbled, knocked away in backcourt. Ottaville got a piece of it. The officials look at each other. It's still rule over and back, thinking that a white jersey did not tag that basketball last before it bounced over the center line, saying it was off Mesher and not Ottaville. Probably was the right call. Fort Loramie section didn't like it. 2:25 to go in the fourth. Redskins lead at 47-32. Baseline left. It's dealt to Schnipke. Schnipke can't hang on for Ottaville, and he goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie with 2:23 to go leads it to 15. Brandewee backcourt to Mesher. Back to Avery. Up the right side to Heitkamp. Bounce pass ahead to Holscher. Between the circles, it's Brandewee. She goes to the foul stripe, doesn't shoot. Out of trouble to Mesher. Mesher on the bounce. Ball is pried away by Erica Turbin. And then Turbin can't control, goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie will throw in. 2:06 to go in the fourth. Thanks for bearing with us in game one when we cut out some because of the fact there were 3,500 in here, all using the Verizon Tower or the Elida School Wi-Fi network. But it's been crystal clear, sounding great here for game two. Timeout called. Just over two to play in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 15, 47-32 over Ottaville. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, as we return to action, Ottaville plays the game of chase. Two on one everywhere on the floor, and in hot pursuit of the Redskins are the Lady Green, who eventually foul, sending Corinne Holscher to the stripe with two free throws. Ottaville over the limit of five a few minutes back. 1:45 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 15. The first free throw by Holscher, a little too much mustard on it. The second one slithers right down through the courts. 48-32, Fort Loramie. Redskins up 16. Here is Schnipke on the arc. Throws it left corner on the play to Kate Turnwald. Turnwald swivels down the left side of the lane, up with the left hand. Strong weak side rebound Mesher to Brandewee. 1:23 to go. 48-32 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to midcourt to Meyer. Deflected. Meyer chased after it. Gave it off to Heitkamp. Heitkamp ruled it to have walked, although it looked like she was very briefly grabbed around the neck by a defender who was trying to lurch over her to get to the leather. Couldn't do it. I think Heitkamp traveled because of the contact, but nothing hurt. Fort Loramie up 16, 70 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie crowd still here in unison, didn't like that last call, and let the referees know all about it. Here's a drive right down the lane. Erica Turbin darts to the basket with force, put it up strong, missed it, no good, fouled. two free throws for Turbin of Ottoville, which is down 48-32 with 105 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw up and in, 48-33 Fort Loramie. Waterford or Mogador awaits. They are playing in a Southeast state semifinal. Second free throw is right through the cylinder. Fine form shown there by Erica Turbin. That's the other state semifinal. Waterford and Mogador over in the eastern part of Ohio. And the winner of that game will take on Fort Loramie in a state championship next Saturday at 5 at the University of Dayton Arena. It could be a repeat of last year's state final. 1, 2, 3, 4 passes by Fort Loramie. And the last one is a nice one by Schmidtmeyer to Mesher low on the right for a deuce. 50-34 as Ottoville chucks up a three. Yes, it's in by Carly Turbin. Bombs away. 34 seconds to go. Mesher in backcourt to Brandewey. Brandewey hemmed in up the right side to Heitkamp. Middle of the floor. It goes to a Redskin player, Taylor Schmidtmeyer. She's clobbered, and she's got a couple foul shots coming. 50-37 Fort Loramie. Biggest spread in this game was at 47-29 when the margin was 18. It's now 13. Foul shots for Fort Loramie. And it's good. Right on the button. Dead center. Tossed in by Schmidtmeyer. Fort Loramie shot free throws extremely well. That final stat will be interesting to report to you. I think it's well in excess of 70% for the evening. It was 80%, 8 for 10 at the half. Heavy substitutions for Fort Loramie, which returns to the state championship game next Saturday at the UD Arena. Redskins, the defending champs, having beaten Waterford last year 42-29. Who knows? It may be Waterford again. Fort Loramie now has on the floor Liza Puppelman, Janelle Siegel. Second free throw, bouncing and bouncing in. Nice soft touch displayed there by Taylor Schmidtmeyer. 52-37 Redskins. 20 ticks on the clock, late fourth quarter. Deep in the right corner with the ball, it's Adlin Miller, who's on the court for Ottoville. She hits a teammate gliding down the lane. Kate Turnwald on the finish, right in front of the basket. She dropped it home and was nicked from the backside. And she's got a foul shot coming. 10.9 to go at the line. Kate Turnwald for Ottoville. The left-hander pumps it up and hits. And it's 52-40. Final score may be a dozen. Redskins led by a few points more than that most all of this second half. Redskins hand it off in backcourt to Puppelman. She walks into the timeline. Ottoville doesn't foul, and that will do it. Fort Loramie Redskins busted this thing open late third, early fourth, sprinted to a 47-29 lead early on in this fourth quarter, and win easily over Ottoville, 52-40. Redskins set the tone early on with baskets fast and furious in the first 3 or 4 minutes, turning Ottoville over. Fort Loramie darted to an 11-2 cushion. Ottoville, I think, got it back to 6 briefly on one occasion in the first, and that was it. Fort Loramie turned aside a challenge from the Lady Green, who came in 25-2. Fort Loramie is now 25-3 on the year by virtue of this victory. Redskins came in at 24-3. As we look online, we see that it is a Fort Loramie Waterford state championship game next Saturday night at 5 at the UD Arena, as Waterford did defeat Mogador. That's a final score. It is official. It's a rematch of the D4 championship last season. D7 state title game Saturday at 5 at the UD Arena. We'll have coverage for you before 4:30 here on Scores Broadcast.com. 52-40, Redskins win it. it was really a little bit easier than the final score might indicate. 12-point triumph in the end for the Redskins. I bet you didn't know that Village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots. You can contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And so many thanks to A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi. It began to establish its very unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. And nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 more businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. And hey, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. And as I noted previously, Cutaway Styling Salon has been on with us now about 3 years on Scores Broadcast. Thank you, Cutaway. 40-year styling. Our experience, your style at Cutaway Styling Salon. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. What a night for Fort Loramie, winning comfortably 52-40 over Ottoville. And as we look at the score sheet, Avery Brandewee in this game went 9 for 12 from the floor, 23-point performance, 12 for Victoria Mesher. Hey, another hero in this game for the Redskins, Izzy Meyer, who splashed home 8 points in this contest, 3 of 6 shooting from the floor, 2 for 2 from the stripe. Izzy Meyer, certainly one of the stars for Fort Loramie. We will highlight her in our closing segment, our star of this game. What a contest for Izzy Meyer of the Redskins. We'll return with more, wrap it up shortly. Back after these commercial words, Fort Loramie defeating Ottoville 52-40 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at RECI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Well, we return to the fieldhouse here in Elida, where Fort Loramie has thumped Ottoville to the tune of 52-40 in a D7 state semifinal. Waterford beat Mogador also this evening, so it's a rematch of last year's D4 state championship as Fort Loramie meets Waterford next Saturday at 5 at the University of Dayton Arena. We've got the call for you, all the play-by-play in color on scoresbroadcast.com. Tonight, head coach Carlos Siegel did a marvelous job utilizing Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher for all but 3 minutes of this contest. I guarantee you they were off the court more than three times apiece, but just for short spurts, as she managed their playing time beautifully. Both Mesher and Brandewey performed for 19 minutes in this game, or I should say 29 minutes. Miley Chateau was on the court for 19. Also getting 19 minutes of playing time was Corinne Holscher, 18 minutes on the court for Autumn Turner. Avery Brandewey led the way as Fort Loramie went 18 for 34 from the floor for four quarters. Brandewey was 9 of 12. Redskins, 18 of 34, better than 50%. And from the free throw stripe, 8 for 10 each half. That wins games. 16 of 20 on the night, 8 of 10 first two quarters, 8 of 10 second two quarters for Fort Loramie at the free throw line. Redskins had 16 turnovers, but Ottoville had 26 turnovers in this game. Again, the scoring for Fort Loramie. What a night for Avery Brandewey, as she produced 23 points. Victoria Mesher had 12 on 3 of 7 from the floor, 6 of 8 from the line for Victoria. Brandewey was 5 of 6 from the stripe in this game tonight. Other scoring for the Redskins, 2 points apiece for Ariel Heitkamp and Miley Chateau. Izzy Meyer, our player of this game for the Redskins, she sparkled. She was really good. 8 points for Izzy Meyer, and she has really stepped it up since the Redskins lost the services of Maddie Chateau. 3 points for Corinne Holscher, a field goal and a free throw for Corinne. A nice job off the bench as well. Redskins with 52 total. 9 assists on the 18 field goals for Fort Loramie here tonight. For losing, Ottoville, 13 of 36 from the floor in the shooting department. Ottoville was led in scoring by 15 points from Brooklyn Kester, who I think amazingly made buzzer beaters at the end of the first, second, and third quarters. I think it was her all three times. But Ottoville scored only 40 for the four quarters. Three of them came with just a second or less to go in the first, second, and third periods. Three field goals by Kester to end
the first three quarters of the game. She wound up 5 of 11 from the floor, did Kester. Also in double digits, Carly Torben. She had 11, 7 from Erica Torben. 5 points in this game for Kate Turnwald, and a bucket, 2 points for Kendall Schnipke. Fort Loramie led 15-9 after one. Redskins outscored Otterville 9-2 in that second quarter. The Lady Green, 11 points at the half. Fort Loramie outscored Otterville 14-10 in the third. Otterville got some cosmetic points late in the fourth to outscore Fort Loramie in the final period, 19-14. The Redskins' biggest lead was at 18 points inside the final 4.5 minutes of this game at 47-29. Otterville down the stretch outscored Fort Loramie 11-3 in the last 2.5, 3 minutes of this game. Those are the highlights of the numbers. Fort Loramie sprinting out to an 11-2 advantage. Otterville got it down to 6, I think, at one point in that first quarter. In fact, right at the end of the first period, it was 15-9 on the buzzer beater by Kester, and that was the closest Otterville got the entire rest of the game, as the Redskins outscored Otterville 9-2 in that second quarter to blister their way to a 52-40 triumph and earn a repeat date with Waterford in the state championship in Division 7 next Saturday at the UD Arena. We'll return with our stars of this game in just a few minutes. 52-40 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Elida Fieldhouse. Jack Kramer with Avery Brandewee and Izzy Meyer, our stars of this game, as the headset and microphone are being handed to Izzy. Splendid performance. You probably don't even know how many points you got. Move that microphone right up a little closer. There you go. Boy, you are gaining confidence. pass after pass, shot after shot. Boy, you are looking, you're looking really good out there.
Thank you.
Tell me about the last month, 6 weeks, the loss of Matty Chateau, and by committee, the Redskins have filled her spot, and you've contributed.
Yeah, losing Matty was a huge loss, so everyone has had to step up, and I think we're all finally finding our roles with Matty out, so I feel like everything's clicking without her now, and we're getting back to where we were with her.
Anything special about your routine today leading up to this game, which led to this great performance? Was it the oatmeal in the morning, the peanut butter this afternoon? What did the trick?
I'm honestly not sure. Normal day.
You were outstanding. You had two or three assists, I think. Your free throws were airtight.
They
didn't touch the rim.
Yeah.
And, in fact, as a team, Fort Loramie was 16 of 20. Redskins have shot fouls really well the last few weeks. Izzy, congrats. Thank you so much. You are our Clancy star of this game. Hand the microphone and headset off to Avery Brandewey. Oh, that was a very clean handoff. Nice assist. Nice assist from Izzy to Avery. Boy, you took control early. You made Ottoville understand right away, Avery. Who was boss in this game here tonight at Elida? You were splendid. What was the strategy coming in? Did you have a weakness that you would attack? Were you aware of a spot that you could go on the floor to produce maximum points against this club?
Our strategy before every game is just to really play Loramie ball. I think we drove and attacked the lane very well, and we knew that we could get to the hoop, and then eventually the shots would fall, and the defenders would fall as well, and then we could kick it out and get some outside shots open up for us.
I love the way you and Victoria Mesher work the ball back and forth. It's almost like you two young ladies have eyes in the backs of your heads. Do you? Turn around. Let me see.
I don't. I can trust you. I don't.
Fine performance. Were you aware of Izzy's 8-point game? She was...
She was on fire. Yeah, that was a huge for us, for her to come off the bench. We always knew that she had that. And I think it finally came out tonight, and I can't see what she has in store for us the next game.
Do you have a goal in mind when it comes to turning over the other club? Because Ottoville had 26 turnovers. Don't know how many points you scored following those mistakes, but when a team turns at 26 playing Fort Loramie, the Redskins are probably going to win the game.
Yeah, we just put a lot of pressure on the ball, and we know that if we're up in the gap and then we can get the deflections, and that eventually leads to wide open layups on the other ends.
Now, Redskins win over Ottoville 52-40. It's a Division 7 state championship, which repeats last year's D4 title game. Yeah. Fort Loramie beat Waterford 42-29 a year ago. Now you've got a moment or two at the end of this game to start thinking about another state title, and it's the same outfit as a year ago.
Yep. I'm excited.
They're really good.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I don't have to tell you that.
No.
And it'll be a staunch opponent. They've got a lot of size, outstanding guard, good depth, and you put the defensive whammy on them last year. You ate them up with that pressure at the timeline. I was surprised that Ottoville didn't handle your tenacity any better here today. But, hey, congrats to you. Love the way head coach Carla Siegel subbed you and Victoria Mesher in and out. Each of you played 29 of the 32 minutes.
Oh, wow. I'm going to feel that tomorrow.
So when you were on the bench, what was your longest stint on the bench for the night? What, 20 seconds, 30 seconds?
Maybe. Just quick breather.
She's got marvelous substitution patterns, and they work.
Yep.
Izzy Meyer, Avery Brandewey, thank you so much. They are our stars of this game. Avery, thanks a lot.
Thank you. you.
Clancy's underwrites this segment of our broadcast. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, a fantastic team performance tonight by the Fort Loramie girls. The Redskins wallop Ottoville 52-40. Game wasn't really even that close. Winds up a dozen. It got up to as many as 18, I think, a couple times in that fourth quarter. Fort Loramie coasted to victory. Great night for Avery Brandewey. She scored 23. Victoria Mesher added 12. And how about junior Izzy Meyer as she dropped home 8? Redskins were sharp at the foul line, going 16 for 20 in this game. And Fort Loramie's hustling defense harassed Ottoville all night and caused 26 turnovers, 26 floor errors by the Lady Green. And that proved to be detrimental. Fort Loramie with the win advances to 25-3. Ottoville came in at 25-2. Ottoville concludes its 2024-25 year with a mark of 25-3. A Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney enables you to begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning in a magnificent way. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Begin your retirement, wealth, and estate planning at Wisebridge. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Wisebridge Wealth Management, great place to begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning. Our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is coming up tomorrow afternoon at 1:20. from the Nutter Center on the Wright State campus, Anna Marion Local in a Division VI boys regional championship game. Anna Marion Local tip off at 2 on the air at 1:20. That game is followed by a third matchup of the year between Rushi and Botkins. Those two boys teams tip at 4. We've got coverage of both games for you, beginning at 1:20 with free game before the first tip, Anna Marion Local. Then a second tip at 4, Rushi and Botkins. And on the line in both contests, a berth in the state Final Four. Anna Rockets, Rushi Raiders, Botkins Trojans still in. Congrats to the Shelby County Athletic League. Three boys clubs still active in state tournament play. Anna Rockets went deep all the way to the regional semifinal on the girls' side before losing to Minster, which was beaten here tonight by Columbus Grove 43-40 in a state semifinal. And, of course, the Fort Loramie girls are in the running for back-to-back state championships. They're going to have to do it the hard way. They get Waterford for the second straight year. 5 o'clock next Saturday, Waterford, Fort Loramie from the UD Arena. We're on the air before 4:30 next Saturday from the University of Dayton. Redskins and Waterford in a D7 girls state title game. So many thanks to Brandon Coverman, who was on the air with play-by-play earlier today here on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Brandon very, very much. Thanks to you listeners for putting up with us, so to speak. This gymnasium here at the Elida Fieldhouse was filled with in excess of 3,000. And everybody was on their phone, it seemed like, from, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on. And in that first game, whenever there was a stoppage of play, a quarter break, halftime, timeout, everybody went to their phone, and we just could not reach the Verizon Tower very well, so we ditched that option earlier in the night. We went away from our Verizon Wi-Fi unit, our hotspot, and went to the Elida High School Wi-Fi network, and it worked much, much, much better. But I think a lot of the fans in the gymnasium here at Elida also had that idea, because it got crowded too. And there were times where you, the listener, had to refresh again maybe to get us back, because we would cut out. Judging from listeners who tuned in for game two tonight, it was clear sailing. All is well. Thanks for joining us. Minster loses a tough one to Columbus Grove 43-40 in a D6 state semifinal. Fort Loramie triumphant easily over Ottoville 52-40 in a Division 7 girls state semifinal. So for you listeners, for Brandon Coverman, and for Derek Olding, our engineer on site here at the Elida Fieldhouse, Jack Kramer saying good night from Elida. Final score in game two, Fort Loramie Redskins down the Ottoville Lady Green 52-40.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the King Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back.
back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at Securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.